This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening and following the podcast. And of course, our video feed here on 94WIP's YouTube page, which myself and Tucker Bagley will jump on in a few minutes, bringing you podcasts and our big takes on what's going on in Philadelphia sports. And look, as we get closer to NBA free agency, we're only like 2 weeks away from the start of this thing. You know, the latest reports are James Harden is probably going to come back. Sixers don't really have an appetite for this or that. I mean, it's pretty clear the Sixers want to bring James Harden back. I mean, that has been it's always been the evident to me because Daryl Morey's running the show. And I don't think they're going to blow it up. I don't think they're going to trade Tyrese Maxey. So as you kind of play this out, there's not many avenues for the Sixers to get better or to reshape their team. You know, they'll have about $12 million in cap room. What's that going to get you really in the NBA? So the big piece they have, and for the first time ever since he signed the deal, Tobias Harris and his contract actually could be viewed in a favorable way through a trade because it's an expiring contract. So a Tobias Harris trade really is what's on the table this offseason. It's probably the Sixers' best way to improve their team. And so I've thought up, and some of these have been out there anyway, and they're, you know, brand new original ideas. But I've got four Tobias Harris trade ideas to talk through here. I'm going to throw one at a time out, and then we'll bring Tucker on to get his opinion on it. But I'm going to save my favorite one for last because it's a three-way trade, and I think it actually could make the Sixers a better and deeper team. The other one's a little bit different kind of deals. You know, one of them in terms of depth, and the other ones are kind of Tobias for one other player. So let's just start with one that has been out there for a couple of days. And I'll tell you, as I say it, I hate it. And that is Harris for Bradley Beal. Look, Bradley Beal is a better player. I know that. You know that. Tucker knows that. The NBA knows that. But Bradley Beal may take the mantle from Tobias Harris as having the worst contract in the NBA once Tobias Harris's contract runs out. And with the new apron in the NBA, you know, the second apron in the salary cap, if you're going to have superstars or you have players paid like superstars, they better play like it. So just a quick synopsis on Bradley Beal. He's got 4 years, about $200 million left. His scoring has gone down from 30 points per game, more like the 22, 23 per game range. I look at him as more of a part-time player now. He just doesn't play enough. He's better, Tucker, than Tobias Harris. And if you're telling me just for next year, like who makes the team better? Yeah, it's Bradley Beal. But I'm a thumbs down. I, after all the years of Tobias, cashing Tobias in for maybe the next Tobias in terms of a salary, I don't want to do this. I mean, it makes some sense. Like, I could see why it's out there. But I vote no to the trade that we're bringing up here. I would not just swap him for Bradley Beal. I think the Beal thing could be a mess.
Yeah, in a vacuum for 2023, trading for Bradley Beal, I think, does make the team better. But I think you found the one player that I wouldn't trade Tobias Harris for, because simply you look at that contract, it's making like 34% of the estimated salary cap over each of the next four seasons. You add in what Joel Embiid's going to make. Maybe Tyrese Maxey gets somewhere around $200 million over the next 5 or 6 years. Where's the rest of the money going to? And you mentioned Bradley Beal's taken a massive step backward. He's been injured a lot the last couple seasons. He plays about 55 games a year. Now, do I think there's a fit with him, Harden, and Embiid that probably piques my interest a little bit? Maybe, but yeah, I just, given how slim the chance of Embiid and Harden winning a title in 2023, 2024 is, adding Bradley Beal, I don't think necessarily changes that to an extent where I'm willing to eat $57 million come 2027.
I'm not either. I'm out on the Bradley Beal idea. Like, if the Sixers got him for nothing, sure. And you could say in essence, Tobias Harris is nothing. But that contract will really prepare the team in the future. I would rather hold on to Tobias Harris for another year and just let the contract run out than give that deal for Beal is a mess. All right, so the option number two here for the Sixers and a trade with Tobias Harris is Tobias Harris for Zach LaVine. It is a similar situation to Bradley Beal. We're talking about a team in the Bulls that's going nowhere fast. We're talking about a player that's probably worn out his welcome, and the team realizes with the money we're paying him, we're not going to win anything. Maybe we go into a full rebuild. And it's similar in that Zach LaVine has a longer-term contract, just like Bradley Beal. Now, the Zach LaVine contract is not pretty, but I think it's not as bad, to put it that way. I mean, Beal's contract jumps about $57 million in the last year. So we're talking for Zach LaVine, he has 3 years left on this deal. And I believe the last year is a player option. Now it's $48 million. He's probably going to pick that up. So the next couple of years, we're talking about actually, it's 2023, 24. So he's got 3 years and a player option. 3 years and then the player option. It's a little bit similar to Bradley Beal. $40 million coming up this year, and then it goes up in increments, 43, 45, 48, around there for Zach LaVine. Now, I do think Zach LaVine is probably trending more toward, like, if you ask me the next 3 years, who scores more points per game, who is a better player, I actually think LaVine has a chance to be better than him. This one, it's a tepid yes. It's a tepid yes. I would probably do this deal. I probably would swap Tobias for Zach LaVine, because I think Zach LaVine, I mean, since he really took off about 4 years ago, he's been a pretty consistent 25-point-per-game guy. I mean, I probably would do this and take my chances that he continues to score. But this is, like, not as bad as Beal. He's a couple years younger, but it's similar. You're kind of locking yourself in for three more years at least on a guy that's probably not fully worth the money he makes.
Yeah, and I don't want to say he's similar to Tobias Harris, but I think the one thing we're going to see as we continue this exercise is good players in the NBA get played like stars. I just think due to the limited resources and the lacking of great talent there is, and I think we're going to see that. Maybe one day we have the discussion about Tyrese Maxey getting paid. I think he's going to fall into that category of a B-plus player getting paid A-plus money, and kind of how I feel about Zach LaVine. I would trade Tobias Harris for him in an instant, because I think he's a guy who can go out and get a bucket. He's able to score at all three levels. He averaged 27 points per game a couple of years ago. It's kind of settled back down to 24, 25. But, I mean, I don't think we're going to fall in love with any of these contracts, right? To get something of value back for Tobias Harris, you're going to have to pay quite a bit, whether that be financially or with, you know, additional capital just to get off that contract. But I think Zach LaVine might be, if not the best player you could get for him, definitely on the short list.
Yeah, I think he's probably the best single player in terms of trajectory, age, what he just did last year, they can get for Tobias Harris. Now, again, it would be locking in. This one would almost be like, I'd feel better about it if they were able to get, if let's imagine Harden comes back, which is kind of the premise of all this. Harden on a really short deal, 2 years. Because then you can kind of envision turning the backcourt over. Like, you play 1 year of having three guys in the backcourt, right? You play three guards at once. It's the NBA. It's 2023. But, you know, you'd have the three of Harden and LaVine and Tobias and Maxey, right? So however you want to play that, whether, you know, maybe Maxey's six man, maybe you play a lot of three-guard lineups, small ball, whatever. But then as kind of Harden moves out in a year or two, maybe those two with Maxey and LaVine could share the ball handling. Maybe Maxey grows into a point guard, and that's kind of your backcourt for a while here.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, number three, and now we're going to move away from one-for-one deals and go to a couple of deals that are basically depth. Instead of just getting one player for Tobias Harris, can the Sixers make the team better by getting multiple players for Tobias Harris? So the one that – look, the Dallas Mavericks are in a weird spot because they could lose Kyrie. They have Luka. They need other players around Luka that could shoot the ball. They miss Jalen Brunson so much, and that was such a mistake letting him go. It probably will derail Luka's chances to win, win a championship in Dallas. And who knows, maybe he moves on at some point, or it takes them a long time to find the right pieces next to him. But Dallas is in a weird transition period, and I wonder if Tobias, as a kind of a guy who has had a lot of experience with the Sixers of playing with stars, it's the one thing Tobias probably, you could kind of give him a thumbs up for if you're another team, like, all right. This guy doesn't mind if he shoots the ball 8 times, 10 times. He's used to this. He's not going to come in here and complain. So the idea of swapping Tobias for a pair of contracts, both with 2 years left, Davis Bertans, the shooter, and I think a really good shooter, almost pretty much a 40% shooter from three in his career. And he hasn't played much. He's more of a lower minutes guy. He's with the Wizards and now with the Mavericks. And Tim Hardaway Jr. Both have 2 years left. They would almost give you a year of let's break Tobias into two players instead of one. And then they're both expiring contracts after the year anyway. So it almost, it gives you a year to see, like, does this work? And if it doesn't, a year from now, both of those guys are expiring anyway. I mean, these are kind of role players, Tucker, that they make the team a little bit deeper instead of having a starter. But to dump Tobias and kind of reset this thing with two contracts, and then a year from now, maybe you trade both of them, they're tradable contracts. It's not like exciting, but I think that's the kind of deal they could get for Tobias.
Yeah, and I think it's probably the more realistic option. And adding someone like Tim Hardaway Jr., who I think is a pretty good backup point guard, averaged 14 points per game last year with the Mavericks, I think would be something that intrigues me. Because I still think, even though James Harden plays big minutes, the one thing this team has really sorely missed during the whole run with Joel Embiid is a secondary ball handler. They've never had a decent backup point guard. They tried bringing in George Hill a couple years ago. That didn't work. Tyrese Maxey and Harden kind of play together a lot, so he doesn't really get the opportunity to. And if you make a move like this, like, I don't think Bertans is going to light the world on fire. I think he averaged something like 14 minutes per game last year, but maybe gives you a chance to see if De'Anthony Melton, he can play big minutes, can be kind of the three in that starting lineup between P.J. Tucker and Tyrese Maxey. And if you're Dallas, I mean, they kind of tried this, bringing in Christian Wood, bringing in a big man who can shoot, kind of a four-man, and he averaged, I think, like 17 points per game coming off the bench for them. I could see Tobias Harris being someone that maybe they look at and say he could at least sit in the corner and spot up for threes while Luka Doncic kind of does his thing.
All right, let's get to the final one. It's my favorite one, and I think Tucker's going to like this one too. Now, on this one, picks would probably have to be exchanged. It's a three-way trade. I imagine the team, let's just give the three teams. It's the Sixers, it's the Kings, it's the Washington Wizards. The Wizards would ask for a lot of picks in return to take on what they're taking on in this trade and give up what they're giving up in this trade. But I do wonder, that pick could come from the Sixers, could come from Sacramento. I mean, this is the one of all the trades. This is the one the Sixers might have to throw something in terms of a future pick, which is not ideal because they don't have a lot of great pick resources right now, and they can't trade a first round pick till 2030. But I think you're going to like this deal, and I think this one would make the Sixers the best version of themselves for next year, a deeper team, a better team. And I just would like the way the team could be constructed with a Nick Nurse rotation if this happened. All right, three-way deal. And the rumor came out yesterday the Kings are interested in Bradley Beal, trying to take that next step from where they just were this year. So the Kings acquire Bradley Beal. The Washington Wizards acquire Tobias Harris and Rashawn Holmes. I mean, Rashawn Holmes is just here to to match some salaries here. But Tobias Harris ends up on the Wizards. Obviously, Washington's going to have to get picks out of this. And the Sixers end up with Harrison Barnes and Kevin Huerter. Harrison Barnes has always been like the ideal Tobias Harris, but probably a little bit better. I mean, that's just what he is. And he's only – I was shocked when I saw that Harrison Barnes has only just played his age 30 season. He's been – it feels like he's been around forever. So Harrison Barnes, who is basically Tobias, but probably a little bit better. And then Kevin Huerter, who is on a two-year, $14.5 million contract. I love Kevin Huerter. I was a fan of him in Maryland. He torched the Sixers in that playoff series with the Heat a couple years ago. I think he plays with attitude. Obviously a good shooter, can handle the ball. You throw him in the backcourt rotation, like your three guards are Huerter along with Harden and Maxey. I think you have something, and I don't think you're really losing much. Probably a little bit more athleticism at the three position with Harrison Barnes, probably better suited to play a four, and maybe some three-guard lineups with Huerter and Maxey and James Harden. Tucker, what do you think? This is my favorite one. It might require a pick, but Tobias out and Kevin Huerter and Harrison Barnes in.
Yeah, you mentioned it. Harrison Barnes is a guy with championship pedigree. He played on Golden State until he got, you know, ousted by Kevin Durant and has kind of, you know, traveled around since then. But he has an NBA title under his belt. He has a lot of success. And he's just a key veteran piece that could certainly add a lot of experience to a team that I just don't think has a lot of winners. And he's the guy who has won a lot in this NBA career. Then he mentioned Huerter, and I kind of think back to what J.J. Redick added to this offense and how well him and Joel Embiid ran that two-man game with dribble handoffs and everything like that. He could kind of be that guy. He's a high-volume three-point shooter, average, I think, 7 or 8. Three-point attempts per game. Now, he only averages 10 shots per game. So if he's not shooting threes, he isn't doing much offensively. But I think adding him would add another dimension to this offense. And, you know, I think the one thing, maybe as we look at this team moving forward, the one thing that kind of bothered me about the Celtics series is when that pick and roll between Harden and Embiid didn't work, that was it. Like, they had no other answer. Once Joe Mazzulla and that Celtics coaching staff figured out how to slow them down on the pick and roll, Sixers had no response offensively. They became stagnant. There was no ball movement. I think adding someone like Huerter who can get off a three-point shot from pretty much anywhere and run triple handoffs and just really add another player who can create a two-man game with Joel Embiid and just give opposing defenses another look would be incredibly valuable to this team.
Yeah, I love this one. This is my favorite one. If they could turn Tobias Harris into Kevin Huerter and Harrison Barnes, that would be a win. Like, that's the kind of creative – outside the box, turn one guy who's blah into two guys that have defined roles. And I like the way, you know, Tucker kind of framed what Huerter could bring to the offense. I'm a Kevin Huerter fan. Red Velvet, like that guy, I thought he helped the Kings a lot last year. I mean, I think he, and look at his career so far, you know, the Hawks weren't doing great. And then he got them. I'm not saying he's a difference maker as a star, but he helps you win games. It kind of helps teams that are, you know, in the transition phase, get to another level. I'm a Huerter fan, and like Tucker said, Barnes has a lot of experience. He's like Tobias Harris, but better. I mean, and like less annoying. I mean, that's the way I view a guy like Harrison Barnes. It might cost the pick. The Kings obviously make out with the star of this, and if they like Beal, good for them. They have to shed salary to make it work. I like that one. Barnes and Huerter in, Tobias out. Beal ends up with the Kings, and I think the Sixers could make out well for it. Four potential Tobias Harris trade is probably the biggest move and biggest way to improve the Sixers this offseason if Harden goes back. Appreciate everyone listening. NBA free agency is just 2 weeks away. We'll be talking a lot about it. Of course, follow, subscribe, WIP Daily, and our video feed, 94 WIP. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.